Welcome back, everybody, to Roleplay Balance Power Light Side. We're going into hour number three. The scary stormtrooper has been defeated, but at what cost? At what cost? At least Kes didn't lose an arm.
I know.
That could very easily
Although
have been.
I was a little bit excited to move closer toward my Farah persona, you know?
Yeah. So
brains from my truck to your face.
A lot of injuries, a lot of damage. You have probably, I think we probably cut into the inside of the bunker, right? We see everyone in the bunker, like they're all gathered around an external security monitor. They're watching this from one of the cameras that's watching this part of the street. And there's an explosion and the camera goes out and like flickers. And we just see it like a single kind of like sneer of disgust pass over Jalu Primark's face. The rest of the agents are like gasping or like trying to like retain their composure. And when it clears and when the explosion clears and we can see in the monitor that you're all still alive, she curses and slams her fist, her gloved fist down on the counter and turns off off screen. She's looking at someone we can't see. And she's like, what are you waiting for? Get out there and bloody finish the job. And we hear the hiss of a door open and several like clattering footsteps. You know what the watch Star Wars, you know what the sound of a bunch of stormtroopers running sounds like. So we hear that. And she's commanded the backup. But you do have some time. You have a moment or two of peace. What have you decided to do? Are you gonna flee? Are you gonna hide? Are you gonna press on? What's the plan?
I might just be laying in Kes's arms, so you're super hurt, right? Are you totally knocked out or
yeah. I'm technically not knocked out, but I mean for the moment I'm knocked out.
Can you fight?
So once stim packs go down to one, the next one's zero.
Yeah. Once you've used all five, additional stim packs just don't do it for you anymore.
Mm-hmm. So I can only get six more wounds healed.
I mean, we just took out the biggest defender that we think she has. And if anything, if she's sending out like a bunch of units to us now, hopefully that's like the group that she wasn't planning on using, like a bunch of stormtroopers, which would be great for us. Because we can actually do some damage. Yay.
Yeah.
But
what are you talking about? No, this is TI's 86 through 95. I'm flying in from above. It's horrible.
Right. But on that note, in my opinion, we should probably keep pushing into the bunker. And if anything, I would think that we would assume that by destroying this guy or having him be destroyed, that they would immediately send reinforcements. And in that case, I say we get in an ambush and we wait for them to come out. And then we just kind of go after them, try to find where they came out, and then slice our way in there with Zed.
Commander.
Yeah, I was going to ask if we... Oh, sorry. What's up, Zed?
If these new troops that are coming are not as powerful as this one, I'd imagine that our stun weapons and grenades would be more effective.
I was thinking maybe we can move into the alley because they're coming out of the door in the alley and get into position hopefully to ambush them from while they're coming out of the bunker.
A bottleneck.
Right.
Absolutely. We can definitely set up because that's a great call.
Or if they leave the door open, we could just run inside behind them and close the door.
We can assume they're not going to come out the front. Because I think the other guy would have if that was their plan. So they don't know necessarily that we know that they came out from the alley. So I think Kestrel's idea is excellent. Up to you guys, though. We can do whatever you guys want to do.
I think we should just try and get in because we know where the door is that they're coming out of, right? Like Tara saw it earlier.
Actually, we don't. We know they came out of the alley, and we know that there's a camera back there. But when Tara went back to look, I could not find where the door was. So
you didn't technically even look, right? You decided not to expose yourself to the cameras. You didn't go.
That's right. Yep, that's right. So we know the alley where they came out of. So we could set up at like the beginning of that and watch down the alley and look for where they come from, which should immediately show us where the door is, mm-hmm. and would give us a jump on them from a combat perspective. So,
okay.
Yeah, that idea is sounding better and better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gunner and Zed, what do you guys think?
I'm unresponsive.
Cool.
I think that sounds like a fine commander.
Gunner, speak to me. I'm just like holding Gunner.
I'll do the same thing. I'll grab one of her stim packs off of her utility belt and stab it into her.
Him. One of Kess's stim packs, and I'm confused about who you're stim packing.
One of Gunner's.
Okay. So Gunner, how many stim packs do you have?
Four more, because I had one before we got five each.
Okay. All right. So you take one of his stim packs, and Gunner, you recover what, three now?
Yeah, three. So I'm at four now. Okay. So I just I just had this gasping back to life moment.
Gunner, you're in an explosion. But there's no time to rest. We need you on your feet.
Is this real?
Yeah, what do you think it is, Gunner? Okay, so, because Gunner, I was like holding Gunner in my lap, right? So, do you think you can stand?
I shakily comes to my feet, yeah.
Okay, and I just like help stand Gunner up. We're not doing so well, Commander, but we've got stormtroopers en route.
Adam, while we're kind of prepping, can I just kind of jam one of my stim packs into my leg here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stim packs for some maneuver.
And how much does that heal me for? How many wounds can I remove?
If it's your first stim pack, five.
Five, great. Okay, so I'm just going to do one for now.
Okay.
I'm going to also use one, but that's like my third, so it'll only be three. But it's better than nothing.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So now we've got to prep for our next fight.
Yeah, we know.
Do you want to wait here, or do you want to set an ambush? Or
can we?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kess.
We know where that stormtrooper came from. I'm asking a question. We know where that stormtrooper came from, right?
We know he came out of the alley that we're setting up in front of, but we don't know where in the alley. And we know there's one camera in the alley that we have not disabled yet.
Okay. Is the alley, does it dead end? Do we know if it dead ends?
No, it goes out into the courtyard.
It goes out. Okay. Can I drive a land speeder through the alley while the stormtroopers are coming out?
You could wait until you haven't seen the stormtroopers yet, but you could block the alley. Like, it's only wide enough for two vehicles to just barely pass. So if you drove in and turned sideways, you could block it.
Okay.
You could also try to ram them with it if you wanted.
Ooh, can we, Zed, come over here. Do you have a way to rig vehicles for detonation? Is that a thing that you can do?
I'm not sure. I can try, Sergeant.
Okay.
Can I try?
Yeah, totally. Mechanics check.
Commander, please. Oh, can we? I want to drive this land speeder into the alley. I'm going to turn it sideways and block it right here at the end. So then when they come toward us, because they know where we are, and assuming that they're coming out of the alley, hopefully they are, then they'll be walking toward this land speeder. We have Zed bring it to explode, and then we just blow those motherfuckers up.
Girl, you do whatever you want.
That voice freaks me out, man. Okay, let's do it. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Ready. All right. So, mechanics check to rig the land speeder to explode.
Okay.
Said please.
How complex do you want this to be? Do you want it to be like you rig it so that there's like a switch, like it's on a frequency, like you want to mess with the radio? Do you want to just have it be like, okay, I've overloaded the power cells, it's going to blow up in 3 seconds? Like, do you want a timer? How do you want to do it? Because the more complex, the more control you have over the explosion, the more difficult the roll will be.
Real quick, is there a chance by blowing this up, we're going to like collapse in the alleyway? Like, is there a chance this could catastrophically just go terrible.
There is always a chance it could go catastrophic.
There's a chance it could be awesome.
Yes, there is definitely a chance it could be awesome.
We'll just blow up this whole section of this planet.
I don't think it, I mean, that'd be kind of intense if
couldn't Zed not? I mean, it's just a land speeder. It's not like a He's not like detonating a full armada of ships.
Exactly. It won't blow. It'll less explode and more. The power cell will overcharge. The front end will probably be like a loud flash. There'll be like a little bit of like heat and shrapnel. The vehicle will be immovable and it'll also be on fire. So you're basically creating like burning wreckage, not like a huge explosion.
Are we still on board with the plan, or do we want to do something different?
Oh, for sure. I think you and Zed can do the vehicle stuff, and I will stand at the right at the back, like with my hand around the wall, using the wall as much cover as I can down the alley. And I'm guessing Gunner can probably stand back with me, kind of recovering slash figuring out what we're going to do next. But if you and Zed want to take point and drive this thing down the center, go for it. Now, one thing that we have to be careful about. Adam said that the stormtroopers were on the way out. We haven't seen them yet, and we don't actually know they're pouring out of the alleyway yet. So we'll have to, like, I don't think we've actually seen any of them yet. Am I correct, Adam? They haven't yet.
Yeah, no. If somebody wants to stop and like peek down the alley or take a look around, you could.
I'm going to assume, because I was the one that saw the guy come out, let me go ahead and like kind of tell the team, like, hey guys, we've got the TI guy came from that alleyway right there. We need to check that out. And if anything, head that way.
Okay. All right. So make a perception roll for me, Talroy.
Do I have any dice of any kind?
Just two purple.
Two purple perception.
Yeah.
Boom.
Nice. Okay. So from the mouth of the alley, you look in, you look down, you can see the open area of the courtyard. You can't see anything in it. But you do hear the sound somewhere in the courtyard of like a door opening, and then the same like sound of the, they're on their way. You can hear them coming. You've only got a second to do something.
So at that point, I'm going to pull back to the entrance and say,
Kestrel, I think you had an idea. If you want to do it, now's the time.
And then kind of hug the corner and get out of the way.
Let's do it, Zed. Well, so you said we only have like a second. Is he going to have time to like...
Zed has enough time to make the roll. Yep.
Cool. Okay. So we don't want to park it like right at the entrance of the alley. We want to kind of put it further down so that we can stand, like we can back off to the entrance of the alley and wait for them. Assuming if they get past our vehicle or whatever.
Yeah, well, let's see if you can rig it to self-destruct first.
Okay.
Zed.
Yep. So what's my difficulty on that?
Well, how much control do you want to have? Do you want it to be like an amount of time, or do you want to rig it up that Kes can decide when it blows up?
I want Kes to decide when it blows up.
Okay, difficulty 3.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.
Against mechanics or computers?
Yep. Yeah, against mechanics.
That's fine. Is there a chance it could blow up right now?
I don't know. No, because you can't get a despair because you don't have any red dice in your pool.
Shut up, Gunner! Go!
Well, there's like, okay, kill all of us, please.
No. Yes.
Please. The answer would normally be yes, but in this case, no.
Okay, look, so real fast, I'm just following around Talra and I inject the rest of the stimpaks into myself and I'm muffling the grunts, you know, it's getting like more and more painful. I'm starting to trip out more and more. Just in case anything went wrong.
Okay.
And there's just rapid fire, like jabbing needles into his
arm. Yeah, man.
Just like all 5 at once in one big group.
Oh, right. No, like duct taping them together. It's faster this way. What's good? One stimpak 5 times or 5 stimpaks all at once.
Mechanics check.
Ready.
Do we want to use a light side? We've got 2 left.
You definitely could do a light
side. Use all the light side.
You can only use one.
Yeah, I would say use one. Zed. Okay. For an upgrade on our side.
You betcha.
Thank you for all these dark side points.
Yeah, I wasn't going to use them. Here we go. Ready?
How much worse could it get?
Hey, there you go. Yay! All right, Zed. So working as quickly as you have to, and under the strain that you do, you know, your systems are operating at full. Your CPU is at 100 right now, man. Right. So you can feel like this is gonna give you the droid equivalent of a hangover tomorrow, pushing your circuits this hard. But you do succeed, and basically you can tell Kes that, like, to activate the detonation, all Kes has to do is tune the radio to a certain frequency, and then turn it on. And that'll give, that'll activate the amount of time that it'll take to blow up. You can activate it remotely from the same frequency too.
Okay. Awesome.
So you got a radio controlled detonator. You can either do from in the cab or with any comm link within distance. So
I get that get done. Like, you maybe see like a little smoke coming from my eye hole, like, and I.
All right. The rig is complete. The detonator is in your hand, Sergeant.
Good work, Zed. Let's get the hell out of here. To like back off to the entrance of the alley so we're not within blast distance.
Okay, so where do you want to move where's the vehicle right now? Just blocking the space between the alley and the courtyard? Like the one you're in, the open area?
We know where they're coming from now, right? Because Tara peaked.
You know the sound of the direction that they're coming from, but you don't know which way they're going to go. There are more than one exit from that that courtyard, right?
I can get my athletic body up onto a rooftop or something, right? And like stealth around up there.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, stealth is sort of a moot point. The reason that you have so little, intelligence about the courtyard is because everyone's so scared of getting seen by the camera. But it's way too fucking late for that now. So Gunner, if you want to get up on the roof and like see if you can get a better perspective on the stormtroopers, yeah, you could do that.
They might not see me on the roof though. Am I wrong?
That'd be luck if they. I mean, they're not going to be looking up, but a camera will spot you.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. Yeah, so I'll just get up there and see what I see.
Okay. All right. So you don't have to roll to get up there. Gunner, like
from the courtyard, or are they coming from the alley? I thought you said they were coming from the alley.
So the alley leads to another courtyard. I'll show you the way that stuff is structured. Yeah, it's a little confusing. Let's jump over to this sketchpad page here. So if the alley, okay, so you're out, there's like a main street that runs here, right? And that's where the truck was before you blew it up. Okay. There's like a big courtyard area here where you had your fight with the stormtrooper.
Okay.
The front, the shop, is on the corner over here. And that's where old what's-his-name went in. There's a alley that runs behind it right here that connects with an alley over here at the edge of the courtyard. And then in the top corner up this direction, you don't know what's over there. There's some kind of courtyard protected by security cameras. And the assumption here is following TI, they will come out that way. And there's like some other buildings. There's some other buildings here marking this little piazza like so.
Okay. But we're in here, right?
Yeah, you're all out in that area. So do you want to put the truck like here? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now the only thing is, if they see you park the truck, there is a chance that they'll just go that way.
Another thing to think about is we could take advantage of them being kind of corralled in one of these alleys to where, like, if we could do this right, we could hit them with something that they couldn't avoid. Because the truck is big enough for the alley that we could just like steam it down it, you know. So, but I don't know if that's possible. We'd have to have coordination.
I could go down the alley and lure them towards the vehicle. Meaning,
Adam, I could like the car's right here.
Yeah, it can be. Sure.
And I could go right here. Either just be there to look at them or, you know, fire a blast shot and then run down the alley.
Right.
And then you're running towards the car. Floating vehicle. That's.
Yeah, but you have total control over it. You have control over when the vehicle blows up. So.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So I could.
I could station myself there and serve as bait.
Okay. And Gunner, you wanted to do a little wall run and get up above them?
Yeah.
Okay. So while this is happening, while Zed, you and Kes and Tara are planning, Gunner, yeah, you crouch down, take a run at the wall and sprint up one side, get onto the roof.
I do a flip at the end right before to give me some upward momentum.
Excellent. You get up onto the roof, and yeah, you can see this. There's this little courtyard, but it's inside camera range. Are you willing to go farther than you went last time so you can actually see it?
What do you think? We are already in camera range, no?
Yes. Yeah. They know where you are. They've been watching through a nearby security camera anyway, but you, you're out of that range. You're sort of hidden right now. But if you go to the edge to look into the courtyard, they will definitely spot you.
But only on the cameras.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, you could just shoot the camera out right now on your way over.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. All right. So you just blaster shot the camera or take a swing at it with your vibro sword. You get over to the edge and yeah, you see a group of stormtroopers. Two groups actually. There are six of them total, so two groups of three, and they are coming out of a door under basically right underneath you. So down here, there's this door on the side wall, and they're coming out. And three of them are turning left to go down the alley TI went down, and three of them are going down the other alley. I will grab. Zed, you're not actually there yet. You're just talking about being there. I'll grab them and I'll show you where they're at. Okay. Oh my God, they're huge. Okay.
What's yes? Adam, why?
They're coming out here and one group is going that way. One group's going that way. So that's what's happening. Kes, did you already park the truck there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay.
So what's everybody else doing?
I'm going to see if I have anything that would corral those people. The other group back towards the car that we have set up. But, you know, I'm no Kestrel, so I don't think I have a lasso on me. But I'll check.
Just drop it on them, pull them up. Okay, yeah, so squad two is making like double time down this way. Squad one is moving towards the vehicle, they'll stop when they get there and examine it. You can see that happening. Zed, Kestrel, Talro, what are you doing?
Can I tell if these are minions?
Not at a glance, no, not unless you engage them in combat.
Have you told us all that's going on, Gunner?
Yeah, ICOMS, I say a group of three moving towards the wreckage. The other three are going south.
All right.
Commander, your orders.
Establish a perimeter while Kestrel deals with the truck and will identify and engage as necessary.
Shall we move to head off the other three at the other alley?
All right. Zed, I think you and the commander should move toward the other end of the alley while I wait for these three to approach the land speeder.
So the thinking here, Kestrel, is that your vehicle will handle the how do I ping the map, by the way?
Left click and hold.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So the thinking, Kestrel, is that your car and vehicle will handle that, and then we will come down here and prepare for them.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if this doesn't, like, I mean, it'll hopefully hurt them at least, even if it doesn't, like, fully kill them. And then I can just, like, make my move down to, like, over here where you guys are going to be or whatever.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm that's totally fine.
Like, go ahead and start moving, and then I'll just stay here and keep so that I can see when they're going to get close to it.
So just to be clear, Adam, these aren't walls, are they, that we see here?
No, that's just the boundary of the, it's like a lip. It's the edge of the courtyard that you're
okay,
in.
Okay, great. So yeah, in that case, Zed, follow me down to the south alleyway while Kestrel holds the northwest, and we'll engage from the south while she does that. And Sparks.
Okay. ICOMS again, and I say, I'm going to trail them along the rooftop. Let me know when you want me to stun them. I'm going to drop a grenade down on them, and then we'll all engage. I'll flank.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Okay. Now we're just waiting for them to pop their head out to the car and to the other side.
Yeah.
So Kestrel will be waiting for these guys, and the second she sees the whites of their eyes, she'll do whatever she's doing there. And we'll be waiting for these guys, Zed. And the second we see them, we'll engage them.
What range do you want to be? Long, medium, short? Take a look at your weapons and make sure you're close enough range to hit.
Is this the kind of thing, Adam, where we can say the closest we can be while maintaining cover?
Cover is sort of an irrelevant, like it's not about the location. You could just hide behind a dumpster or like whatever. Like you, all you have to do is say you're in cover. And then you decide what range you want to be from the mouth of the alley.
Okay.
Grenade throwing range.
You can both do short, Zed, if you're feeling adventurous. Let's do that. Yep. We'll get as close as we can to the lip while so we can see it, but we'll be at short range. So right when we see them, we pop up, fire, and we're basically right in front of them.
And you're both taking cover?
Yes. We're hopefully, because Gunner has alerted them to us, but they don't know where we are, we're going to try to obscure our view as much as possible. So when we pop up, they aren't expecting it. They can't see us as they come out.
Okay, so from where you're standing, Talra, they can see you now. Like, they'd be able to see right down the alley. You're going to want to, you're going to get out of the way. And Gunner, you're following them along the alley? Okay.
Yep.
All right, so they're in cover. They're going to be in cover, too, because they're not stupid. They're trained soldiers. They're not going to come running out into the street. So, Gunner, you see them. They take, two of them take a position on either side, like on either wall, their blast rifles out. The third one grabs a stun grenade off his belt and primes it to throw.
I'm going to try and get my grenade in on them before he throws it.
Yeah, so you just want to drop the grenade on them?
Well, I mean, kind of. I mean, okay, my hood's down. I slip on my respirator. And then, I flash and drop it. And then I back up really quickly because I'm not just dropping down on them yet. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you just drop a grenade into the middle of them. Okay. That'll be the first thing that happens because you've got the drop on them.
I kind of time it so that it doesn't clink first. I'm not sure how they work, but I want.
Yeah, you can cook it. You pull it.
Yeah.
Let it go for a couple of seconds and then drop it, and it'll burst before it hits the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna make a light melee attack. Or not melee. A
range. Light melee attack.
Light ranged. And and they are acting as a group, so you're just attacking a they don't have cover from you. Difficulty is 2, yeah.
Can I aim it? My grenade?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Not doing anything else. See, like one eye closed, like I think bombs away.
It's how we roll our dice now, just trying to keep it all the same.
Yep. All right, so by a combination of like their armor probably protecting them and maybe like cooking it too long, you drop it, the grenade goes off above them, so it pops. One of them looks up, the other two have discipline enough not to look, and you buy 2 advantages that you can pass on to somebody else who can take an action.
Well, I would, honestly, I need the advantage because I can't, like, my battle skills aren't that great, but I can throw a grenade. So if you want to throw an advantage of me for me throwing a grenade at them as well, a stun grenade at them as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Okay. So I mean, I don't know if you want to do initiative or whatever, but if we got the drop on them, I'll take my turn right now and throw a grenade at them.
I want to give all of you a chance to do something before we roll initiative because you set up your little ambush first.
Cool. Okay, so I'll do 1 blue for her upgrade or for her advantage, and then how much difficulty? 2 or 3?
Or 1? Difficulty is 1 from where you're at because you said you're going to be at short range, right? But they have cover from the alley, so 2 black dice.
2 black dice. Okay.
Yeah, just for their cover because you have to throw it on an angle. You have to like curveball it and bank it off the wall into the alley.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Or throw it blind right in front of them. Either way, they've got cover.
Okay, so 2 black, 1 purple, you say?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. 2 black, 1 purple, 1 blue for advantage, and then
You can take 2 blue for advantage if Gunner gives both of those to you.
Yeah, you should take both.
Okay.
12.
Okay, you don't have to ask me twice. and that's ranged light, you said, right?
Sorry?
Ranged light?
Yes, ranged light for grenades.
Okay. Let's do this. What the shit, dude?
All right. So same thing. You're bombarding them with flashbangs that aren't quite hitting where. So you throw it and it bounces off the wall, but the angle, it doesn't angle in. It angles out and it like skitters across the street and blows up in the street. Some guy like drops his, groceries he was carrying. The stormtroopers, again, like you don't flashbang them, but you've got four advantage to buy. So if you want, you can spend that four in the same way you normally would. So actually four is enough, I think, to trigger a blast grenade. Because it's three, yeah. Right? To trigger it? Okay, perfect. So the two that the two gunner got wasn't enough, but three is enough to trigger a blast. What do you want to use that extra one for?
Three triggers the blast.
Yep.
And wait a minute.
Because you got four total, right?
Oh, okay. So three triggers the blast. One, I'll just take a strain off because I'm pretty strained out.
All right. Yeah, so it doesn't land exactly where you want it, but thankfully it's a grenade. So horseshoes.
Close on the count.
Exactly. So let's see how much damage a stun grenade. Stun grenade does 8 damage. Thankfully, because these are crappy stormtroopers, strain and wounds are the same. So it does 8 minus their soak, which is 5. All right. So you squad 2 takes a flashbang. And I think the guy closest to the mouth of the alley, we see him like grab his helmet and he's like, my sensors. And he like staggers back a little bit. Talra, you can take an action if you want.
So there are three stormtroopers. Yeah. And did they take any damage from that stun grenade?
Yes. Yeah, they did.
Okay. So I'm going to shoot at the closest target. I'm going to go ahead and just take a shot.
Okay. All right. So you get kind of like a diagonal angle. You want to fire.
If I used a stun grenade, yeah. Could I hit all three of them potentially?
So they're technically minions, which is what Caitlin was asking me before. Oh, so okay. they act as one entity, and for every 5 damage you deal them, one of them will die or pass out. So it's basically the same. A grenade will hit all of them, but so will a blaster shot in the same kind of sense.
Great. Okay, let me go ahead and do the blaster then. I'll do the blaster. Okay.
I also want to say, I asked Adam in private if I could ask him if anything's a minion or not, so... Adam, allow this metagaming to take place.
Yeah. Once you start engaging something, I'm happy to let you know that you're fighting minions.
Yeah. Yeah, these are the rules of the game. I appreciate that as someone who's not experienced with this stuff.
Yeah. So at this point, Talra, either a blaster shot or a grenade, whichever you prefer using.
Let's do a blaster shot. We'll do a blaster.
Yeah, probably more effective. So difficulty, they've got pretty heavy cover because you can't really see them. So two black dice. One purple die, and that's it.
Okay, no friendly upgrades, right?
You can aim.
No.
Oh, I can aim. Yeah,
but you can aim for one blue die. Yep.
Okay, good. Let's do that.
Yep.
Thanks, Zeke. Okay, here we go. And go.
Yeah. All right. So you do 5-6 damage minus their soak. Okay, and you tag one of the stormtroopers. I think you barely, like, you don't even really see them. You just see like the white edge of a shoulder stick out, and you fire. Blaster bolt hits its mark, and you hear from the alley like, "Ow!" And you have two advantage to spend, so you can pass one die to anybody. You can give two dice to the next person to go, or you can split it: one strain, one die, whatever you like.
Who is next up?
Yeah, I don't know if Cass counts as being next. Or
No, it's the next person that rolls. And we're going to be rolling initiative so right after this. So
I could say the next person that goes, just regardless of the initiative roll, gets two blue dice.
Yes. The next person.
Let's do that.
I haven't done anything yet, though.
Yeah, and now, Cass, you'll go, because everybody gets one action before we roll initiative, so now it's your turn. And
then we're going to do initiative right now.
And no, you still get to go. Okay. So from all that was the south alley. For the west alley, where are you standing? Are you behind cover? Are you...
Yeah, I'm pretty... I'm, like, far back enough so that I can see them coming down the alley, but not so close that if this thing goes wrong that I'm going to get blown up by it.
Yeah.
So I could give both my blue die to Kestrel.
Kess isn't gonna have to make a roll. So Kess just has to activate the trigger, but it's up to Anne to decide when. So here's the thing, this is what you see, Kess. So you see the vehicle, it's parked, still kind of smoking on the other side. You can only really see over the hood through the windows, so you can kind of see the right-hand corner. We see Squad 1 come up to it. One of them puts his back against the vehicle, so he disappears. Another guy comes up and puts his shoulders, or he puts his elbows down on the hood to, okay, like, cover the area, and then there's another one behind him.
Okay, cool.
So there's one guy literally, like, leaning on the engine right now.
Right, well, and then there's another one who's got his back to it, so there's two at least touching it, so I would be fine with blowing it up now.
You want to detonate it? Okay, cool. Yeah. So do you say anything cool? You got a quip before you blow up this landscaper?
Bruce Willis, this shit!
Do I just, like, yell out from behind a crate, like, say hello to, what's his name, TI-85?
Yeah.
Yeah, say hello to TI-85, motherfuckers. Just really loud. And then...
Okay, cool. Yeah, you tune your radio and turn it on. And yeah, there's a faint crackle from the radio, and then the engine overloads. You finish the switch. So now you're not actually rolling for the damage, but I'm going to roll to see how effective it is. So if you want, Taura, I can add 2 blue dice to this roll.
Make it so.
Yeah, and we do that. Okay. All right. So we're going to treat it as a frag grenade. Okay. So let me add 2 blue to the dice, and we'll say, what's your mechanic skill, Zed?
Mechanic skill.
What's your pool?
My pool is 2 yellows and a green.
Perfect. I'm going to use that as my pool. 2 yellows and green. And base difficulty. I think we are good to go. Okay. Unless you want to spend, anybody want to spend a light side point on this? You have one more.
I say we save it for a rainy day.
Save it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like your idea, Zed.
It's a good call. Okay. Nice. All right. Ooh. So a frag grenade has a crit rating of 4. Kes, this is you're in charge of the explosion. So it's gonna deal 10 damage minus their soak. And then for those 4, you can either spend them as usual, or you can activate a crit, which against minions will just kill one of the 3. Probably the guy leaning on the hood.
Crit. I want to crit him. Because we've still got, you guys have got advantage that you've been sitting on, right? Still, right? Or no?
No, that was it. We just used it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna create one of them. Let's just do it.
Okay. So you deal 10 damage, minus their soak, and then you kill one. So that's a flat another 5 damage. So you got 5 wounds apiece. You killed the 2 of them that were touching the truck.
Yeah.
So awesome. Yeah. So they, let's see.
While that's happening, I just stood up and, like, walked. I just put my battery in slow motion, walk away. Put my sunglasses on.
Okay. Yeah, so exactly. Behind you, we see Cassia press the button and turn around, and one of the stormtrooper leaning on the hood goes, what did she say? And then, and it's all out of focus, and you look cool, and your hair is all fucking blowing in the explosion wind. The 2 stormtroopers go flying. We get our Wilhelm of the episode. And the one that was furthest from the vehicle staggers back because he was smart enough not to just, like, run up and smush himself on it.
You got hurt by that, right?
No, he's uninjured.
Okay.
So I hear the explosion, and I say over the comms.
That sounded exciting. Are you all right, Sergeant?
And then over the comms, you just hear me, like, laughing maniacally and yelling, like, oh, that was the best day ever! This guy's still by the exploded car, right? Over here?
Squad 1, yeah. Yeah, he's still there. Okay.
And I hear the sergeant laughing, and I try to imitate it as best I can.
She's expressing emotions. I should reflect them.
Yeah, totally. A human is feeling.
I'm learning.
When Icon's back, I just say, get him, killer.
Zed just wants to be a real boy. Okay, so let's grab some initiative, even though y'all are mopping the floor with these nerds.
nerds.
Let's see.
And this would be cool or vigilance?
This is cool. Y'all are prepared for this. Hold on. Let me clear the initiative order first. Move all turns. Okay, now you can roll.
I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
It's okay. It's really good. Ooh, good roll, stormtroopers.
And initiative, I'm sorry, where's initiative? I forget.
Oh, it's in the, yeah, it's in the comment section.
And Zeke, make sure your pool is, never mind, you already did.
That's the best I can do.
Surprising no one. Y'all get to go before the stormtroopers do. So in any order before the stormtroopers act, you can go. Who's going first?
I'm going to wait for advantage.
Yeah, I can go and try and get more advantage for someone else to use.
Cool.
Okay. Kes, I think you're the only one that doesn't have a clear shot on a target right now, though.
Oh, that might,
because the van is kind of like blocking and he's not going to approach it.
Okay.
I can take a quick shot if she's blocked. Or Kestrel, if you want to do something, go ahead. If you want to move or something, can she move into position?
Yeah, you can maneuver to get closer. You can maneuver to get cover. You can aim. The thing is, you don't actually see Squad 1 right now. Like, that whole area is, for now, just smoking like crazy.
Yeah, because I'd have to go over the land speeder to like be able to see him probably.
Yeah,
like get really close to it. Okay. Well, I could move down here, like start moving this way to help you guys out with these bros. And then that's one person. If he comes up behind us, like we just turn around and fight him rather than, so I could like help you with this squad over here. Yeah. So there's still three left.
Hold on. I gotta reroll for the stormtroopers. I still had shit in my pool. It's not going to make too much difference, but I might be able to beat. Actually I can't, I don't think I can beat anybody.
So
yeah, 1 and 0. So
from the stun grenades and the damage that we did, how many are left down here?
All three of them.
All three of them are still up.
One of them is like hitting his helmet and trying to get his optics to work. He's like, God, I hate these things, but they're all still up. Squad 1 is the one that has 2 down.
I'll keep my eyes on the straggler from the back alley cast if it comes up back here.
I'm just going to blast. I'm just going to blast one.
Okay, sure. So rather than move the whole map over to the range thing, I'll just use the measurements. So we'll say like 20 feet on the map is, every 20 feet is a range category. So Zed, Gunner, and Tara are all within short. So Kest, for you to get to Zed, it's like
1, 2.
Short to medium, and then, you know, he's within medium from you.
Okay, so could I just use my turn to move into their range?
Yeah, move into short range from
to move here.
Them. Yeah. If you use both your maneuvers to do that, that's fine.
Okay, I'll just do that on, so that I can help them.
All right.
On the next turn.
Okay. Zed, Tara, Gunner, any of the three?
I'll take aim at the one that Ko wounded, or excuse me, that Tara wounded.
Yeah. Okay. You want to shoot into the alley?
Yep.
Okay, you'll definitely have to move from where you are, because right now, like, you don't have a clear shot at somebody. But if you go stand beside Tara, that's fine. It would just mean giving up your cover, but you can use a maneuver to grab another set of cover over on that side.
Okay, that's what I'll do. A maneuver into a good position with Tara, and then blast.
Okay, so it just means you can't aim, because unless you take strain.
I don't have aim, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, anybody can aim. It's just that Kes has like a super version of aim.
Oh, you what? Oh, fuck. I thought it was an ability for shooter.
No, yeah. Kes has aim, which is like, or Kes has the like special aim, but anybody can spend a maneuver to get a blue die on an attack roll. But
gotcha. Okay.
That's fine. In this case, you can't.
Okay. So how many difficulty?
You are at short range. So one purple, and because they're cover, two black dice.
Okay. Okay. And then I just whip out my blaster pistol. Well, not whip it out. It's on my arm.
Yeah.
And take a shot.
The front of your finger falls off and you... Look at you. All right. So despite all the disadvantages, despite the like trick shot you have to make, you don't take any strain. You get some advantage.
I got to reroll that. My pool is... That's a fucked up pool, dude.
Oh, that's a lot of... There's a lot of dice in that pool. Hang on.
Dice in that pool. I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Yeah, I was going to say that is... You suddenly became very good at shooting. All right, roll again.
Was that on me or on you?
It's because the dice pool that I rolled for the explosion still had dice in it.
Okay. One purple, two black. Let's try that one more time.
Yeah. Try it again. Yeah. The difficulty will go down too. So there you go. Basically the same results.
Yeah, not all bad.
Right. So you do 8 damage minus their soak. All right. And then you've got 2 advantages that you can spend. And yeah, you definitely kill that guy. I think the dude with the helmet malfunction, we hear him be like, He's like, God, these stupid things. And he like staggers out into the, his helmet is like twisted sideways. He staggers out into the street. And the guy behind him is like, 42, what are you doing? And then you just shoot him and he just falls down. Yeah. He just staggers down and yeah, crumbles. What do you want to spend your two boost day or your two vantage on?
I'll do one for my strain and one for the next person.
Okay. Is it going to be Gunner or Tara? Who wants to go?
I'm just going to be taking a shot, so.
I might want to try for two advantage. It's going to be Talra.
Go ahead.
So not me.
Okay.
In that case, I'll take a shot.
All right. So Talra, you are making a shot with one purple, two black, and one blue in the pool.
One purple, two black, one blue.
Yeah.
All right. 1 second. One purple, two black, one blue, and no upgrades, right?
No
upgrades. Great, here we go. Boom.
All right. So you can't get a solid beat on anybody, but you can pass two blue dice on to Gunner.
All you, Gunner.
Too busy. You're firing your pistol at them, and it's keeping them in the alley.
Suppression.
Yeah, you're suppressing them exactly.
So, what's the difficulty?
What are you doing, first of all?
Well, I'm going to jump down in between them. And then okay.
Jumping down from here will probably hurt you. It's a long drop. Because you're at medium down, range for them right now.
Can I climb down halfway and then jump down?
Not really from this distance. Like if you just drop on them, I'll get you to do like an athletics check to see how you land. And then you can make an attack. That'd be one maneuver.
I mean, I don't want to let my athletics go to waste. So, yeah, I kind of want to do that.
Yeah, just vault over and drop down?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, make a two difficulty athletics check.
Can I choose to not use the advantage for this?
No, it's the next roll that you make.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I get two blues.
Yeah, you get two blue. Nice. Okay. Yeah, you do it. And you can use that adventure to carry a blue forward if you want to. So what does that look like? Do you like slide down the wall? Do you like bounce back and forth? Like how do you get this like perfect landing that doesn't hurt you at all? You just drop two stories. What does that look like?
I actually get some more height first. So I jump up and I have like my vibro sword to my side.
Fuck you, gravity.
Yeah, dude. Gravity, me crushing it. And then I very quickly fall down. Like now gravity finally kicks in. And then I land crouched when I hit the ground. And then really quickly, I just swing my sword around in a 360 degrees arc.
Yeah, start swinging. Okay, cool. Yeah, I like the idea of like only Gunner, right? Like anyone else could slide down the wall. Somebody, you jump because you're like, no, that's fine. What's another 3 or 4 feet? And yeah, you land. Even though falling two stories, you just like land, you crouch down slightly and then come up sword swinging. So it's like bright flashes. And from outside, Tara and Zeke, you hear like, what the? And there's like radio chatter as this like sudden sword tornado appears in their midst. You will have to take two strain to engage with the squad. But then you can go ahead and make your attack.
Actually,
they don't have any cover.
So my character, I mean, he has advanced combat training, but also he's like super built, you know, he has really good athletics training, but mm-hmm. I didn't add physical training. So I should have another blue to that. So I just do like plus one B when I do athletics checks, right?
Yes. You don't even have to put the plus just, and it's one, B. Yeah. One B in the little modifiers and then it'll always add that for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Same okay. as how your weapon is.
I'm not just being flashy.
Okay.
Actually, my character is super built.
So go ahead and make your attack if you want to spend that two strain.
Two purple?
Yeah, you're in melee, so it's two purple. They don't have any defense dice.
Why is it two strain and not one strain?
It's two whenever you take an extra maneuver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Holy shit. Okay, I mean, there's only two of them.
So I just instantly kill both of them.
Yeah, you deal enough damage to kill one, and you crit the other one, so... They are toast. What does that continue to describe the way you finish off these stormtroopers?
Well, like I said, my sword goes through a 360 degrees motion and it doesn't stop and it doesn't slow down. Like it slices through one of them and it keeps going and slices through the other.
Okay. So out in the street, you see a stormtrooper stagger out, and he's holding the two halves of his blaster rifle, just kind of like looking back and forth at them. And he looks up, and he's got this big deep gouge all the way through his helmet and part of his armor, and then he just like tumbles to the side, lands on top of 42. Both the stormtroopers in that squad are now gotten rid of. So that leaves squad one. And I actually think he's not going to fight. I think that's the end of the fight. So what the dude in squad one is doing, none of you see this, but we cut back to the alley and we see him on his knees and he's holding one of the other stormtroopers, like the one of the guys that got killed in the explosion. And he's just like holding him and he like looks up and he's like, no, and like shakes his fist at this guy.
Wait. Hold on. Stormtroopers have feelings?
This one does.
Yeah.
This
one does. Did you see episode 7?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. The stormtrooper is just like, why? Why? All I wanted to do was serve the Empire.
This changes everything.
He chose wrong, asshole. So he's just gone. And we win.
Yeah, so yeah. This particular fight is over. The stormtroopers have been bested and will not be following you.
Can we interrogate him to find the location of the door?
Yeah. I mean, tell me what you do, because all you know is that you hear a stormtrooper somewhere in the distance cry out for his dead comrade.
Well, I want.
What does everybody do? Where do you go?
I was planning on immediately chasing him down.
Okay, so you're like running down the alley.
Do we have a better idea where the entrance is now that we've seen them come out of this back area?
Somewhere in that courtyard.
Okay, so not really.
No, you've never seen. Well, I mean, Gunner does. Gunner saw a door open.
Okay, great. Okay, awesome.
What were you saying, Kes?
I mean, so wait, we know where the door is then? So we
you know where the door they came out of is. It's right here.
Can we make him open it? Can we make this bro open the door?
You could try.
Okay, I want to try to do that.
Okay, so do you all run down the alley?
Yeah, if they're going to try to interrogate him, I'm going to work on plan B, which is, you know, computering the door open.
Okay. All right, everybody, I think if everybody's just going to run down that way, Gunner, you're the first one around the corner because said you're already on the move. Kes is right behind you.
I approach him with my pistol drawn, and I tell him to drop everything.
Okay, well, hang on. I'll describe what you see first. Yeah, stop warning. Stop it. So, Gunner, you come around the corner, and you see him, and he's like cradling his dead friend, and you point your blaster pistol at him, and what do you say?
Drop your weapons.
Okay, and he turns, and he's like, and he like looks over and you see his blasters lying on the ground.
Okay. Pick it up and drop it again then. Damn.
Pick it up.
Okay, so Kes, this is when you come around the corner and Gunner's got the blaster pistols trained on this guy.
Okay. So can I, with my shotgun also pointed at him, gonna keep your eyes on him, and I advance slowly. Can I like kick his gun away from him?
Yeah, he dropped it on the ground nearby. There's another stormtrooper lying like face down on the ground. You step over him.
Okay, cool. So if there's a weapon near him, I just like kick it away, and then I back up. So I'm like close enough that I could definitely blow his head off if I wanted to, but not so close that he could grab me or something. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, so he's just kind of like in shock. He's just like holding this other stormtrooper and like shaking his head.
I kind of make it clear just through my body language that I'm waiting on you to question him.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, Gunner's got your back.
Yeah. Okay. So just standing there with my gun. Tell us how to open the door.
So he's like, it was open from the inside.
There must be some way for you to open the door. Don't bullshit me.
Usually we just knocked.
Is there a secret knock or some shit? Tell me the answer.
I don't know. Please don't kill me.
All right, we're going to knock on this door, and if it doesn't open, I'm going to tell my friend here to blow your head off, okay?
He's like, It doesn't matter anymore.
And he his head tips down and there's like a bonk when his helmet like hits the helmet of his dead friend.
Oh no.
So this is when Tara and Zed, you come around the corner. And yeah, you see they've got this grieving stormtrooper well in hand. Immediately to your left, there's like a metal sliding door with a little like intercom and lock panel next to it.
I will start examining it and see how hard it's going to be for me to slice it.
I kind of walk up to the stormtrooper with a look of perplexion, kind of just going,
you really do have feelings.
He looks up and he's like, his name was TK69. We were both from Tatooine.
So at that point, Tawa kind of leaves in and leans in and says,
I would listen to her if I were you.
Yeah, he just shakes his head sadly. Okay, so Zed, you wanna take a look at the panel?
Yeah, and this is I don't know if this is the first time that you guys okay.
Wait, he said they just knocked. So why don't we just knock on the door and see what happens?
Yeah, you could.
Zed, try knocking first. I don't take my eyes off the stormtrooper. But I don't,
Sergeant. This doesn't make any sense.
Hit your fist on the door, Zed.
I like how that's how you interpret it. Like he doesn't know what knocking is. Yeah. Curl your fingers into a ball and then tap them on the door.
Try it first.
I will comply.
Okay.
Is there just like I don't take my eyes off of Kestrel.
Dunk, dunk, dunk. Okay. All right.
Does anything happen?
Yeah, I think like you notice you hear a faint whirring sound, and like above the door, there's a little camera that just and like turns its iris and like looks at you. And inside, so we cut to the inside of the bunker, and we see a bunch of kind of nervous looking Imperial intelligence agents sitting around, and one of them looks over to Jalu Primark and he's like, ma'am, what are we gonna do? And she's like, quiet, you sniveling fool. We're under 6 feet of concrete. We'll be fine. And you can see there's just like a little twitch in her left eye where she's like, not entirely certain that's true.
Okay. So I look, the thing goes.
Yeah.
I look directly up at it. And I say the following.
Hello. If you bring out Jalu Primark, no one else will die.
Oh, whoa. Sneaky droid. I like that. Oh, damn, Zed. That's good. Awesome. All right. Well, this is a great time for us to take a break. So we'll find out how well trained these Imperial intelligence officers are and whether they're going to give up their leader. Lives. Wow, I did not expect that. Good work, Zed. All right, stick around. We got more Balance of Power coming at you right after this.